every throw has to be preceded by itkyo and has to be followed by itkyo. Why? Because a person has to know that while he has to do tshuva, but he shouldn't chas v'sholem sink in a depression and feel what's the use. I'm lost anyway. I cannot go back, chas v'sholem. This is a terrible norm, a terrible feeling. I'm lost. It's hopeless. No one is lost. No matter how wicked a person has been, but there is always a possibility to return unto the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he has to be determined to mend his behavior pattern. So Mele, while he is mechuyek to arouse feelings of sadness and grief over his inadequacies and over his failures to adhere to the Mao law that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam instituted in the world, so, but he is not lost. He is the master over his own spiritual destiny. And if he is determined and he acts with determination and resoluteness, then he is able to effect that everything will be good. And as long as he is able to effect that his life should be joyous and happy, so in the end, so all is well that ends well. So that's why the Torah requires Yom Tov. You have to blow the shofar, and you have to blow a Tov, indicating the grief that has to overtake us over our inadequacies and over our failure, and because of, and the grief that has to overtake us for our sins. But at the same time, it has to be preceded by Tkio, symbolizing the concept that the Rikim also has Odom Yosha. A person shouldn't think he commits sins. Well, that's human nature to be sinful. Chas v'sholem. We don't believe in the concept of original sin, that a person is basically evil. Chas v'sholem. This is the doctrine and the concept that prevails among the Yisraelim. But we believe in the doctrine of original virtue, not original sin. We say every day, Elikai, Shomo, Shemusata, Bitei. Every person is born pure and sacred. But then, through his contact with the environment and his intermingling with the members of society, he becomes contaminated. So, but originally, he comes into the world pure and virtuous. So the Torah that presents the transient temporary status of man, which is one of grief, but the original status of man is one of virtue. So it is Kiel Fanel and Kiel Achel. And if we act with determination and character, so then we can finalize our life also with an Elam Shekuli Teit and an Elam Shekuli Orech. Yoruch, this is the symbolic significance of Tkio, Tzrua Tkio. And this, according to Rashi, has to be coupled with the broches of Malchies, Sichreinies, and Cheifreies. Now, the Ramban is the Kashe, but this is only the Rabbanon, so we said, it's only the Rabbanon if it is by itself, but if it is, goes hand in hand with the Tkir Shofar, then it is Midaraisi. And then the Ramban is the other Kashe against Rashi, If Rashi Shita is, it's not an Asmachte. Why does he emphasize only the Broch of Zichrinus, the Psukim referring to the Akedas Yitzchok? Why doesn't he mention Malchias and Shephrias? The answer is, just as in regard to the sounding of the Kol Shofar. So, the Torah says Yom Teruah. That means that the basic thing is the sound of grief, indicate, because we have to be aroused with grief over our own sins, over our own guilt, over our own inadequacies, and over our own failure to comply with the precepts of the Torah. But it has to be preceded by tkio, which is symbolic of joy and happiness, and it has to be followed by tkio, because we are not supposed, chas v'sholem, to sink in depression. When we do tshuva, we should not, chas v'sholem, sink in depression, but we should feel that it's never too late, and we can mend our ways, we can change our status, and we can change everything into a Neulam Shekuri Tei. So here too, the basic tefillah is the Broche of Zichrinus. In other words, what does the Broche of Zichrinus represent? It represents the concept of being dedicated to the mandate of Mesiras Nefesh. Akedas Yitzchok is the source, the inspiring source that enabled the Jews throughout the ages to be Misanefesh themselves. But one should not think that Misiras Nefesh is the only thing. It has to be coupled with Malchias, and Malchias means to be Mamlich, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Upon us, in other words, we have to appoint the Ribbono Shel Olam as our king. What does a king represent? A king represents an organized, coordinated order. When we are Mamlich, the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we say that we have to lead a life that is in conformity to the coordinated, organized moral order that was instituted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Jewish, in Klal Yisrael. And then the Brocha of Shephres represents the concept of Tkio Truah Tkio. In other words, that in spite of all the trouble, in spite of all the suffering, in spite of all the problems and frustrations that overtake man, but it is within the power of man to change everything into good. In spite of the fact there is so much trouble overtaking us, but the trouble is preceded by tkio, and it can be followed by tkio. It's up to us. We are the masters of our own destiny on a spiritual and moral level. And the Umis Ha'ilam have an expression, mind over matter. It is expressive of a very basic truth, mind over matter. But in order to be mind, so it has to have all the characteristics of mind. You know, mind is the mind is the source of consciousness. So that's the Broche of Zichrinus. What is the Broche of Zichrinus represent? The Ribbono Shel Olam is Zeicher Kol HaMishpachos. So, of course, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Zeicher Kol HaMishpachos. So how does it affect us? The Ribbono Shel Olam is Zeicher Kol HaMishpachos. So what? What does it mean to us? If the Ribbono Shel Olam is Zeicher Kol HaMishpachos, so, and we are mechuyev to emulate the attributes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Halachta B'drochot, so we too have to be Zeicher Kol HaMishpachos. We have to be spiritually and morally conscious. If we abandon the Torah, then we are sinking in a spiritual and moral coma. So the Bracha of Zecheinus symbolizes the concept that we have to regain our spiritual and moral consciousness. The Bracha of Malchus represents the concept that we have to lead a morally coordinated life, that our behavior pattern has to conform to a certain order, moral order, that was promulgated by the Rebbeinu Shalom Fass. There's the Bracha of Malchus and the Bracha of Shefres. Shefres of Chiyotrua Tia represents the idea that in spite of all the trouble and all the suffering, so still the world and man's existence in its entirety, sometimes we can't understand it, but this is what it is. Vayar Elokim Eskol Asher Oso B'Nitev Me'Eid. In final analysis, in spite of all the troubles, in spite of all the sicknesses and all the frustrations and all the problems that overtake every human being, Jew or Gentile alike, but in final analysis, the Vayar Elokim Eskol Asher Oso B'Nitev Me'Eid. That's the Bracha of Shefres. So in other words, Rosh Hashanah doesn't only mean the first day of the year, it means the mind of the year. So on Rosh Hashanah, being before Rosh Hashanah, we have to implement our mind so that it will have all the characteristics of the mind. The mind is the source of consciousness. That's the Bracha of Zecheinus. We have to regain our spiritual and moral consciousness. The mind is the coordinating factor in the human organism. So our lives have to be coordinated in accordance with the moral order introduced by the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the mind, in order to function, has to be on guard not to sink in depression. If a person sinks in depression, then he becomes like a vegetable. So there's the Bracha of Shefres. And this is the message of the Mitzvah of Shefer and the message of the Brachas of Malchus, Zecheinus, and Shefres. Tev litkeya bitzad yumin im efshal liskeya. So it is good to blow with the on the side, the right side of the mouth. In other words, you should put the shofar in the right side of the mouth, not in the left side of the mouth. Why? So the Magen Avraham says, because it's mentioned near the Satan was standing on the right side. So, since the purpose of Tzvi'a Shofar is to counteract the Kshitruk of the Satan, so maybe we have to put the Shofar on the right side of the mouth. Of course, this is not to be understood literally. I mean, the Satan image or immediately Sitnei. And what does it mean? I mean, the purpose of Tzvi'a Shofar is to counteract the kitruk of the Satan. But the Satan, as Chazal say, who are Satan, who are Yitzhara, who are Satan, who Malach HaMavis. The Satan is symbolic of the evil inclinations in man. And this is the basic destructive force in human behavior. The evil inclinations, the animal instincts that make him run counter to all the moral principles of the Torah. So that's the Satan. Now the Satan is in the Dalimir Sikhne. Yumin represents that which is regular. Smoil represents that which is irregular, which is unusual. A person writes with the right hand, but if something happens to the right hand, so then under extraordinary circumstances he will write to the left hand. So a certain limit I merely signal, unfortunately, I mean that was the Rotten Abbey, so you cannot say unfortunately. So the evil inclinations are in that operate within the human side are the regular thing. It's not the certainly doesn't operate only at in eating cookies. He operates constantly. So Meile, the shofar, symbolizes the obligation that is incumbent upon human being to wake up from the spiritual coma. So as the Rambam says, Afropishet kis ha-shita, there is a kosuk, we come up in remes yesh bidavo. So in other words, we have to be spiritually awake and not to sink in a spiritual and moral slumber. So that's why it has to be on the right side of the mouth to symbolize that this is something we have to be on guard every minute of the day and every minute of the night. It's in Ruchemes Hayetza. This is what the Modern Avon is. Now, the Bir Aloha mentions in the name of Rabbi Asimche, the Yosameach, that actually it's a Pasuk in Shaftim in connection with Muhammad Gidein. So there it says, at the time of Muhammad there was also a chiyuv of blowing the shofar and blowing the chatzitzri, the trumpets, and the Gemara learns out So there the Pasuk says, Vayarziku biyatzmelom bilapidim uviyad yiminom hashef reis liskeya. So he says, uviyad yiminom. Vichein yapich hashef alemailo shenema olo alekim bisoro. So in other words, he has to keep the shefer raised, not sideways. But it has to be kept raised. So, and on top. So why? Because it says, Olo Elekim Bisor. Of course, this also has symbolic significance. Now, I would like to discuss the mitzvah of shefer. Now, a shefer, as I mentioned before, about Rabbi Avuya instituted the practice of blowing three tashats. Why? Because the topic arose as what true of the Torah represents, whether it's Yuchegonich, Tashat, Yerule Yorul, Tarat, or Yuchegonich, Yerule Yorul, together, Tashrat. Now, there is a tshuva from Rabbi Goyen, and in which he wrote, it does not mean that the Chachomim and the Sofim, what the Torah is referenced, that all shofar is a mitzvah that has to be blown every year by each and every Jew. So how could there be Sofi Kamin? How could the Sofi develop in the course of the years? It is something that was very relevant. But the Torah says, Yen Tro, Yen Yibobo, it's a sound expressive of grief. And there are all kinds of sounds of grief. Nuchagonach, Yuleyolet, together. So neither I say, either one is easy. But there are minogis halukim in Jewish communities. So Rabbi Avuya introduced all the three in order to introduce uniformity in the Seder HaTkiyas of Klal Yisrael. But neither I say each one is good. In Yuleyolul Gnuchegonich or Gnuchegonich and Yuleyolul together. Now, on the Pasuk Yein Zichrin Tuor in Emeya, so Rashi says What it means, Yein Zichrin Tor means that we have to say the Brocha of Zichrinus, which are commemorative of the Akedah, and Kia Shofar is also commemorative of the Akedah Sitra. Now the Ramban raises his Masik on the Rashi, because from Rashi it appears that in the Raise we are mechuyev to say the Brocha of Zichrin. So he has the Kashe, how can the Ramban say that in the Raise we are mechuyev to say the Brocha of Zichrin, when the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah that if there are two towns, in one town they say the Brochas, the Tfiles, but they don't blow the shofar. In another town they blow the shofar, they don't recite the Brochas. So he's mechuyev to go to the town where they blow the shofar, even though he will not say the Tfiles. Of Malchiyah, Zichriniyah, Zishayfriyah. And because Kia Shofar is in the Raise, and the Brochas of Malchiyah, Zichriniyah, Zishayfriyah, even though the more learns out from the Tzukim, but that's only an Asmachti. But Rashi says that it's the Raise. And then the Ramban asks against Rashi, if Rashi Shiti is that it is the Raise, not Asmachti. So the Gemara learns out from the Psukim, not only the Psukim of Zichrinus we are mechuyev to say, the Psukim of Malchiyas is, we are also mechuyev to say, V'nizkartem lifnei yedeichem k'ani ad Hashem Elokeichem. So we are mechuyev to say the Psukim of Malchiyas also, and the Psukim of Shefriyas also. Why does Rashi emphasize only the Psukim of Zichrinus? The Sukkim of Zichrinus of Akedas Yitro. So he says another pshat in Zichrin Tor. Zichrin Tor doesn't mean that we have to recite the Sukkim of Akedas Yitro, but it means that through the Tia Shefer we will arouse the Ribbono Shel Olam's remembering us, whatever. That's how the Ramban feels. But Rashi Shiti is that saying the Tfilas, the Brochas, Malchiyah, Zichriniyah, Shefriyah is the Raise. And in respect to the Kashe by the Ramban, the Gemara says at the end of the Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Ayores, in one Ayoro, they say the Brochas, but they don't blow. In another Ayoro, they blow, but they don't say the Brochas. He should go to the town where they blow the shofar, even though he will not be able to use the Brochas, because the Brochas is only the Rabbanon. How does Rashi say it in the Raise? So there is a very simple teret. Rashi Shiti is that saying of the Brochas is in the Raise, and Rashi, every time the Gemara mentions Kio, Torah, Kio, Rashi emphasizes Malchiyah, Zichriniyah, Shefriyah. So Midraisi we are mechuyev not only to blow the shofar, but also to blow the shofar al Sidur HaBrochas. And if you blow the shofar not al Sidur HaBrochas, he'll only have the partial Kio. He will not fulfill the mitzvah Midraisi completely. But in the Raise, there is a kiyum in saying the Brochas only if it is coupled with the Ashefa. But just to say the Brochas by themselves, not being coupled with the Ashefa, there is no need for the Raise. So maybe the Mora says, if in one town they blow the shofar and they don't say the Brochas, so maybe there can be Mikayim, part of the mitzvah of HaBrochas. In the other town, they say the Brochas, you don't blow the shofar. Midrash say he cannot have any kiyum, only a kiyum mitzvah of HaRabbanon. So he has to go to the town where they blow the shofar, so he'll have a partial kiyum of the Midrash, rather than go to the town where they say the brachas, and they don't blow the shofar, so saying the brachas with the reis and not coupled with the shofar, not. So then is no tima mitzvah. That's Rashi Shita. Now, in respect to the mitzvah of shofar, so we have halacha that it is kia tru'a kia, three times kia tru'a kia. So the mitziv in his perush hamigdovo on the psukim in the mail, so he says, actually the Torah says, and yom tru'a yelachem, zichrin tru'a, the Torah doesn't say yom tkia yelachem, but yelachem, but yom tru'a yelachem. And zichrin tru'a, not zichrin tkia. Tru'a is expressive of grief. Tkia is an unbroken sound, is expressive of joy. Now the Torah says in Baleisha, Uvim simchaschem madeichem uchoshech atcheichem, v'areisem v'usikatem, v'usikatem v'chatzeis reis, v'chisabeyem muchomo v'atzeichem v'atza atzeireschem, v'areisem. So, Uvim simchaschem madeichem, so the Torah says v'usikatem v'chatzeis reis. And kisabeyem muchomo v'atzeichem v'areisem. So that's true. How is it that on Yom Simchaschem of Madeichem we have to blow shofar in this Hamikdash, and Kisobi Nuchom Ba'atzeichem we have to blow shofar? So in connection with Nuchom Ba'atzeichem, which is time of trouble, so the Torah uses the Lashon HaReisem, and when it's a time of joy, of celebration, so of happiness, then the Torah says you scatter the chatzisra. So the Tzid explains it very simply, because tkio is an unbroken sound, and that represents contentment, joy, happiness, prosperity, and tru'a is a broken sound, so it represents frustration, trouble, suffering, grief. Now, on Rosh Hashanah the Torah says Yom Tru'a Yelachem, not Yom Tkia Yelachem, because the purpose of the Tkia Shofar is to arouse ourselves. We shouldn't be contented with our spiritual stuff. It's true, Izeh Osher HaSamia B'Chelki, that's only on a material level. A person should be happy with his lot, even if he's not rich, he scarcely makes a living, he has to be happy. But Chas V'Sholem, that a person should be complacent and be happy with his spiritual status, that's the source of all evil, complacency on a spiritual and moral level. A person should never feel complacent. A person should feel that he doesn't measure up to what he's expected of him. The Braise in Miseches Nida says, and this Braise is the pivot around which the whole Sefer HaTanya by Rav Shneur Zalman revolves. So the Braise in Miseches Nida says that when child is born, so then Mashbim will say, Tehei Tzadik Val Tehei Roshe V'afilu Im Kol Ha'im Rimeinu Olach Hoshat Tzadik Tehei Ben Yatz Mechoki La'at Roshe. I mean, this on the surface seems to contradict the Mishnah Pirkei Avos Al Tehei Roshe Ben Yatz Mecho. So Rav Shneur Zalman discusses it in the Sefer HaTanya, which is also called Sefer Beinoni, because he doesn't mean Rosho here, but we call Eila Meimrim Alecho She'ato Tzadik Tei Beinecho Kila'ato Rosho. In other words, somebody is a Chofetz Chaim, and the whole world recognizes him as a Chofetz Chaim, so the Chofetz Chaim is mechuyet to consider himself that he is a Rosho. I mean, that's inconceivable, but it means Rosho means guilty. In other words, even though everybody says he's a tzaddik, and he knows himself the Chofetz Chaim knew that he was in Dagdag B'mitzvahs, but he should always feel, and the Chofetz Chaim always felt, he was never complacent, he was never happy, contented with his spiritual status. He always felt that he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him. So this is what the Brei Sein Misachas Nir says, Tehi tzadik val tehi roshe, v'apil kol eile meinu olach hoshato tzadik, tehi bein l'atzmich okilato roshe. A person should not feel complacent, chas v'sholem. There's the source of all crime and sin, complacency. So he has to feel that he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him, no matter how good he is, but he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him. So this is the purpose of Tia Shofar. Tror, to arouse grief, to arouse a feeling of sadness over our own inadequacy, over our own failure to do what is expected of us.
That concludes side one. To continue, please turn the cassette over.